Well, the National Party did well on Saturday, holding all 16 of its seats, assisted by One Nation preferences, but also by doubts in the bush about some Labor policies. It's in contrast to the backlash the Nationals suffered in the recent New South Wales election over water policy and internal scandals, and the showing will help lift the authority of Nationals leader Michael McCormack. So amid drought, worker shortages and water and climate policy controversies, farmers are looking to the Nationals to help elevate agriculture on the new government's agenda. Fiona Simpson is the president of the National Farmers Federation. She's making the case. We spoke earlier.
Yes, the coalition is still falling short on some of our big asks that we need to get to the $100 billion by 2030 that is our industry roadmap. And we will certainly be very strongly going back to him and making sure that, and his government, to make sure that we understand how we can deliver these things, because we do need government to stand with us on some of our biggest challenges heading towards 2030.
How urgent is that two-pronged set of policies that you've been seeking, comprehensive drought policy and an ag-specific visa?
Oh, look, some of those things are the most urgent challenges that we have. Obviously, we're deep in the middle of drought at the moment, so government is being and trying to be, I think, responsive in terms of the safety net provisions. And we've seen some movement in there around the farm household allowance, for example. But when we look at labour, when we look at water, when we look at vegetation management, any of those sorts of things, they are all critical challenges for our industry as we seek to build our farm gate value to $100 billion by 2030.
Nationals MPs did very well in this election. Michael McCormack's stature as a leader will doubtless have been bolstered as a result. Do you expect him to use his new clout to argue to secure those policies for you sooner rather than later?
We hope he will. Certainly, he has been successful this election and the National Party have been successful. We hope that they support our industry and will take some of these asks on. We have asked government for a whole of government strategic focus on our industry. We do think we're a pillar industry of Australia and we do think we've got a big future for Australia. But given it the nature of our industry, we do need to be across a number of portfolios, whether we're talking about the environment, whether we're talking about energy, whether we're talking about labour, trade, all of those issues are incredibly important for us. And therefore, we do need a whole of government approach. And we've seen what success the strategic look at tourism, for example, has done. We want the government to do the same thing for our industry.
One issue that Labor emphasised was climate change. You frequently expressed concerns that the nation needs a good response on climate. Does this government give you any confidence that there will be a better approach, a more sustainable approach on climate change?
We absolutely have to tackle this issue. The NEG is as close as we got, I think, under the coalition to a policy that looked at reliability, affordability and trending towards lower emissions. Agriculture is perhaps Australia's only industry at the moment that is actually simultaneously lowering emissions and lifting productivity. We need a policy approach that is bipartisan, that everybody can support, and we are an export-dependent industry. We need to do it in a way where we're going to remain competitive globally.
Do you think Scott Morrison will deliver that? Because he's repeatedly said, and his ministers have repeatedly said, we have a policy, we will meet the Paris targets, that's contested, we're doing all we need to do.
I think Scott Morrison now will be looking at his policies, looking at his platform, looking at what the community wants. He says he's been out there and we know he's been out there listening to the community. I was really pleased to see him in a number of areas across rural and regional Australia. So I'm sure he'll take back that message as we seek to bring Australia together, which is, I think, where we really have to be here.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, I guess, to end, is that whole question of a nation utterly riven. Is Scott Morrison the man to bring the nation together, do you think?
Well, definitely he's the man that's been given the job. And as I see some of the commentary today, it makes me sad that people are feeling so divided. You know, elections, it is such a great privilege. Now, we've given Scott Morrison that mandate. And look, I honestly think now's the time to support the government and to get behind them and to do our own things too in terms of how we actually bring people together and achieve the targets that we're all really strongly in favour of.
Fiona Simpson is the president of the National Farmers Federation.